Do you usually discuss with women in this situation what the long-term outcome is and what to expect?
I don't, because I think people have to come to you and ask you what's bothering them. Because I can't write the script. I can't tell people what's going to happen because I don't know what's going to happen. I can have a sense for the big picture, but I could be surprised, and we may have therapies that halt things. So it's best, I think, for patients to come to you and say, well, what can I expect? And then you can give them a scenario. But even then, you're going to be wrong most of the time. It's easier in predicting what's going to happen when someone is imminently in danger of dying, you know, in the last week or two before they die. But so many things can happen. And I've had patients who I thought they were going to die within weeks, put them on a new therapy, experimental or otherwise, and snatch them from the jaws of death and give them another year or more of great quality of life. All you need is one drug that does that.
I'm just curious, in terms of people's perspective on life, how you see that changing once they're diagnosed with breast cancer or metastatic breast cancer.
When people get a diagnosis of breast cancer up front, I think it shakes your sense of your mortality because no one knows what's going to happen. And you may have a very early stage breast cancer, but I've had very early stage breast cancer with T1A lesions who've popped back with metastatic disease. It can happen. So I think everyone who goes through a cancer experience is shaken in the sense of seeing their mortality. And then when cancer comes back, then it's between the eyeballs. So you have to deal with it. I try to be optimistic and upbeat until the very end. I mean, I don't want to withdraw hope from anybody prematurely. And there are some patients who insist on being treated unto death. I have a little problem with that. I find that difficult to deal with because I find that it's not a good use of expensive drugs, you know, to be treating someone to the moment that they're going to die. I think that's a wrong thing to do for patients, but some patients will demand that. With breast cancer, we have so many different agents, you can keep going for a long period of time. But personally, I have trouble with that. I think sometimes you reach a point where you have to have the conversation with people that these drugs aren't working and the side effects are not helpful, and that we need to think of another way to help the person. But people come to that in different ways, and some people are not ready for that even until the moment before they're dead.